Members, please vote, signify their presence. May we stand for the invocation, or all members are present.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we would like to take this time to thank you for our strength and for allowing us to be here. Now, O Lord, we would ask that you would lead this governing body in its decision-making and cause a spirit of unity to prevail, because we realize the great responsibilities to make and to pass laws, and that not only will affect this body but many, many others. We ask your divine guidance in these matters. Amen.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 96th, 5th legislative day.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move the journal for the 95th legislative day be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me, next to the lady in the magenta dress, who is my wife, Jane Angvig, is a lady in peach, another beautiful lady who is Jane's twin sister, Judy.
We welcome you here this morning. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, thank you. It's not very often that you have an opportunity to introduce a person that has had probably the most influence on your life. But in the gallery behind me, Mr. President, from John Day, Oregon, who took her first plane ride, waited 80 years, and also has never been to the state of Alaska before, my mother, Lenny Gilman.
Welcome you here today, Mrs. Gilman. We hope you have a very good time while you're here.
And Mr. President, accompanying her was not their first plane ride, and it wasn't their first trip. Also, is my brother and his wife, Mead and Mickey Gilman, from Woodinville, Washington.
Are there messages from the governor this morning?
There are no messages from the governor.
The message is from the House.
Message of April 21. The House concurred in the Senate amendment to House Bill 267. Thus, House Bill number 267, amended Senate herring stripping, was concurred in the House. Message of April 21. The House passed Senate Bill number 240, making a supplemental appropriation for the operation of the legislature with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill number 240, finance and return for consideration.
May we stand at ease a moment? Senate, please come to order. Before us is, would the Secretary please again read the House report on 240?
The House passed Senate Bill number 240, making a supplemental appropriation for the operation of the legislature with House CS for Senate Bill number 240, finance and return for consideration.
Senator Ray.
President, I would move that the Senate concur in the House committee substitute for Senate Bill 240.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 240, to wit the House committee substitute? Senator Sackett has the floor. We'll be at ease. Referencing here, Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move the Senate to recess for purposes of leadership caucus.
Without objection, so ordered. The Secretary has read Senate Bill 240, read the House amendments, and Senator Ray?
I have placed the motion to concur.
Yes, President.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments? Senator Halford has the floor.
Mr. President, I would just ask what the intent of the majority is with regard to the House amendment covering television coverage.
Senator Sackett?
Mr. President, I'll give you my recommendation. What the bill basically does that comes over from the House is to reduce the appropriation by $226,000. That request came about from Speaker Hayes initially when he wanted $113,000 put back into legislative affairs, as he is presently funding seven positions from his leadership funds. And we had requested parity from the Senate. Speaker Hayes, I think, has since then found funds elsewhere on the House side, and so he requested that that be deleted. The funds for the television are still in the appropriation. However, with the language, it could not be used, the monies could not be used for that purpose. So that allows us an additional $89,000, which would give you about an additional day and a half of session, so we're funded until the 121st and one half day.
The answer is we will look for the possibility of the Senate providing television for the Senate only. Coverage. Are you ready for the question?
Call the question.
Question is, shall committee substitute for Senate bills 240 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Moss? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
And so, the Senate has adopted the House amendment. Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 240 Finance be considered a roll call and effective date clause.
Objection. So ordered. Please proceed, Secretary of the Senate.
Message of April 21. The House passed the following. House Bill number 125 by Representatives Larson and Furness, an act relating to emergency closure days in response to a threat to the health or safety of students.
Health, Education, Social Services.
CS for House Bill number 176, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to employment preference rights for veterans.
State Affairs, Commerce, and Labor.
Those are the messages from the House.
Are there communications?
April 8, Yukon Legislative Assembly, signed by Donald Taylor, Speaker of the Assembly. Senator Yalmer Kurtula, President of the Senate. Dear Senator Kurtula, I am pleased to report that our joint meetings in Whitehorse turned out to be a great success. The participants set themselves an exhaustive schedule, but they did accomplish a great deal in a very short time. We all enjoyed meeting and working with your delegation in this important endeavor. It would be my hope that these meetings will continue on a regular basis. They are both productive and informative and tend to strengthen the close bond between our two neighboring jurisdictions. We trust your delegates all arrived home safely and have had the opportunity of resting up before resuming their many duties and responsibilities. In closing, may we thank you for sending such a fine and dedicated group to participate in this successful program. Warmest regards, Don L. Taylor.
Without objection, that probably should go in the supplemental journal.
That is the only communication.
Senator Gelman, I heard you represented us extremely well. And they were very, very, it was very, very well received, your last point of view. We have reports of standing committees.
The Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill number 163, Use of Child Safety Devices in Motor Vehicles, and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute transportation. Senator Moss, chairman, signed do pass. Signing no recommendation were Senators Fahrenkamp, Bakes, and Gilman. SB 163 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered House Bill number 202, increasing the liquor tax. And the committee reported it back as follows. Senator Lyason, chairman, signed do pass. Senator Sackett signed, do pass if amended. Senator Rohde signed, no recommendation. HB 202 has a further referral to finance. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 2, providing for a license exemption for commercial fishing vessels 24 feet or less, and Senate Bill 101, relating to the issuance of citations for fish and game violations, recommended the committee substitute by resources on both these bills and recommend the calendaring on April 22nd. sign.
Judiciary Chairman.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 202 be sent to Judiciary for a day or so before it goes to Finance.
Understand it will be just in and out. Without objection, it will go to Judiciary first. Please proceed.
Senate Bill 2 and Senate Bill 101 do appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports.
Are the reports special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
There is a resolution for introduction.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 20 by Senator Fakes relating to Glen Alps Road upgrading and realignment in the municipality of Anchorage.
Transportation.
That is the only new resolution.
There are bills for first reading reference.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 45 by Senator Moss, an act relating to the Alaska Agricultural Action Council and providing for an effective date.
Resources Finance.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 172 by Senator Sackett, an act relating to wage rates on public construction.
Labor and Commerce Finance.
Senate Bill Number 274 by Senators Ray and Curtula, an act making an appropriation from the Longevity Bonus Account in the Alaska Permanent Fund to the Alaska Longevity Bonus Fund for the payment of monthly longevity bonuses and providing for an effective date.
Finance, State Affairs Committee wishes it and requests.
Senate Bill Number 275 by Senators Ray and Curtula, an act making a special appropriation from the General Fund to the Alaska Longevity Bonus Fund for the payment of retroactive monthly longevity bonuses and providing for an effective date.
Finance, State Affairs Committee wishes it and requests.
Senate Bill Number 276 by Senator Josephson, an act relating to the deregulation of interest rates and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Labor.
Those are. Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 225 by Senator Curtula, an act creating the Matanuska Valley Moose Range.
Resources and Finance, same as the original. Takes us to the daily calendar. Secretary Reed, Senate Bill 2.
Senate Bill Number 2 by Senator Ferguson, an act providing for a license exemption for commercial fishing vessels 24 feet or less. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute with a new title and a majority do pass. Signing do pass were Senators Ferencamp, Chairman, Vic Fisher, Sturgiluski, Eliason, Ziegler, and Mulcahy. There is a committee substitute.
To the committee substitute, Senator Ferencamp.
Mr. President, I move the Resources Committee substitute and ask unanimous consent.
Objection. Substitutes adopted. Secretary read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill Number 2, Resources, by the Resources Committee, an act providing for a license exemption for certain commercial fishing vessels. There is an amendment number 1 by Senator Gilman. On page 1, line 14, adds section 2. This act takes effect immediately in accordance with AS 1070C.
Senator Gilman.
Unanimous consent for adoption of amendment number 1.
Amendment's been moved. Unanimous consent has been asked. Amendments adopted. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Absence of further amendments. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for Senate Bill 2, Resources, be considered engrossed in its third reading and placed on final passage.
Without objection. So ordered. The Secretary read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill Number 2, Resources, amended, an act providing for license exemption for certain commercial fishing vessels and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. You have the floor, Senator Mulcahy.
Just a few comments, Mr. President. The reason that we changed it from the original bill to the committee substitute was that we found that about 10% of that fleet in those drainages were over 24 feet, and the department's ADF&G Limited Entry Department of Safety thought this would cause some confusion, so we made it for all vessels that are involved in the fishing there. They're just used for a few weeks out of the year, and the rest of the year they're used for personal use. The word capture, which kind of captured my imagination, was used to distinguish the actual fishing fleet from possible tenders, Mr. President. Thank you.
Ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Bill 2 as amended pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one nay.
Senate Bill 2 has passed the Senate. Senator Ray.
President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and the passage of committee substitute Senate Bill 2 resources amended be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Without objection, it's so ordered. Next bill on the calendar,
Senate
Bill 101.
Senate Bill number 101 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the issuance of citations for fish and game violations. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and a majority do pass with a letter of intent. Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, signed do pass with a letter of intent. Signing do pass were Senators Paul Fisher, Sturgiluski, Eliason, and Ziegler. Senator Mulcahy signed no recommendation. There is a committee substitute.
To the committee substitute, you have the floor, Resources Chairman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Resources Committee substitute.
Without objection, Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 101, Resources by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the issuance of citations for fish and game violations. There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments, Senator A.
Move the letter of intent, Mr. President.
Letter of intent, yes, unanimous consent for
I
adoption.
Do, sir.
Letter of intent has been adopted. You have the floor.
Now I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 101 resources be considered in gross advance third reading and place in final passage.
Objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 101 resources, an act relating to the issuance of citations for fish and game violations.
Bill is before you for discussion debate. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, this bill we anticipate will reduce the caseloads in this state by about 1,000 cases a year. The thing that it does is to issue citations much like you do for traffic violations for misdemeanors under fish and game violations. We spent a lot of time in committee making sure that only minor offenses were those that would be issued citations. I think the bill is rather self-explanatory, and there's a good section-by-section analysis in the governor's letter. I move its adoption, or urge its adoption.
Senator Ray.
So, Mr. President, in the joint meeting of the two judiciary committees with the Judicial Council, it was recommended by the Chief Justice that, as one of the, and the council, that this form of citation be used in order to clear up some of the court cases.
Senator Gilman.
There's probably no place that would be affected more than my area on the Kenai River. There are, as you know, Mr. President, that is the most heavily fished river in the state. There were 178,000 man days last year spent fishing on that river. Literally hundreds of citations are issued for snagging of fish or illegal use of gear of some kind. And the way the law reads now, those people have to appear in court in the before the Kenai magistrate. And he has been begging me for 2 years to get the law changed so that there can be a citation such as this issued and mailed in, so he can go on with the other business that the court has in that particular jurisdiction. I would ask everyone to vote for this bill.
Question is called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill 101 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
Senate Bill 101 has been adopted by the Senate. This takes us to unfinished business this morning. Are there items under unfinished business? Senator Pettyjohn.
Mr. President, I give notice of reconsideration on my vote on SB 240.
reconsideration has been given. That is on the committee, the Senate adoption of the House Committee substitute. Senator Moss?
Brief at ease, Mr. President.
We're at ease.
Ready?
Mr. President, I would move that we revert to the calendar, ask unanimous consent.
That we what? Revert to the calendar?
Yes, sir.
There is a citation calendar. You
yes,
are
sir.
Correct.
There is a citation special order, and I would move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and the publication notice requirement on the citation honoring Alex Rader be waived and the citation be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
There's no objection. Secretary, read the citation by title.
Citation honoring Alex Rader by Representatives Hayes, Adams, Barnes, and Bussell.
Senator Ray?
I would move that the citation calendar be adopted as approved. Be approved.
I'm sorry, I should have got up earlier. I'd like my name shown on the citation honor, George Sullivan.
Senator Sackett? Will be these.
Citation calendar be approved as read.
Without objection. Citation calendar has been adopted. Are there further items under unfinished business? Announcement of committee meetings. Are there announcement of committee meetings, Mr. Transportation Chairman?
Mr. President, there will be a meeting of the Special Agriculture Committee in the Buttrell Room about 5 minutes after we adjourn. It'll be a teleconference on the Nenana Talk Jacket project.
Teleconference, Nenana Talk Jacket. You have the floor, Resources Chairperson.
Mr. President, at 3 p.m. in the Belts, Resources Committee will be hearing Senate Bill 168, Senate Bill 181, Senate Bill 222, Senate Bill 233, H.J.R. 38, S.J.R. 12, and H.B. 151 continuation.
Judiciary Chairman.
The Judiciary Committee will meet today.
The bills have been posted, but on Monday, House Bill 202, the liquor excise tax increase, will be on the Monday calendar at the Judiciary Committee. Added on.
Are there further announcement of committee meetings this morning? Are there items under special orders this morning? Senator Sackett.
Under announcements, Monday 8:30 in the morning we'll start finance budget closeout.
Budget closing Monday 8:30. Senator Ray. Senator Kelly, do you wish?
Mr. President, we're waiting for the House or the Senate Rules Chairman. There is some consideration
that some of the staff won't be paid because of the reconsideration.
We'll stand at ease for a moment. We'll stand at ease. Senator Ray, do you wish the floor?
Just certain parts of it, sir. I move we adjourn to 11 a.m. Monday, April 25th.
We are adjourned.